This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network, and it's time to ask the pros, where you, the listener, gets to ask us a question. It's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply tweet your question at INF Sportsnet or at Zach Gelb using the hashtag AskThePros. Be listening later in the show when we might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Let's head out to the guest line right now. Very happy for my next guest. They had a huge victory over the weekend on Saturday, taking down number 6 at the time, Ole Miss, by a final score of 20-17, and that is the head football coach of the Kentucky Wildcats in Mark Stoops. Coach, first and foremost, congratulations. I would ask you how you're doing, but after Saturday, I think I know the answer to that one. So thank you for stopping on by.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me. Obviously, it definitely feels a little different on a Monday after a victory like that. So very proud of our team, proud of the effort. I think we've gotten better and better, since week 2, and we've needed to. So it's been fun to see the team grow.
You look at the end of that game, you guys take the lead, you're up 20-17. You know what Ole Miss can do on offense. They're coming down the field and they have to settle for a field goal attempt. You know what's on the line. When the kick was no good, just kind of take me through how you processed that one, knowing what you guys were able to accomplish on Saturday.
Yeah, it was, it's always dramatic fashion, right, for us. It was interesting because they, during that drive, we had them on a 3rd and long, and they called a completion on the field that was ultimately overturned. And so they converted a kind of a wild 4th and 11 off a scramble, a broken play, off schedule play, completed a 4th and 11. And so, you're thinking to yourself, here we go again. We got to stop this dynamic offense for another 3-4 plays. And we were able to do that. It just, is a testament to our defensive coaches, the plan that they have, and our players seeing it all the way through. Just a couple plays earlier, late in the game, we had a defensive end, J.J. Weaver, run down the, Jackson Dart on the far side of the field for a 3 or 4 yard loss, but those yards were very critical in this game, very critical to the field goal and what it came down to. So I thought our guys really played extremely hard and were relentless throughout the game. So, hats off to our team for playing so hard.
It's a tremendous effort with that high octane offense that Ole Miss has to hold them to 17 points. What did you sense from your guys defensively during the week, and what was kind of your message to them defensively during the week?
Well, we knew and have great respect for Ole Miss. Lane is a tremendous coach, and they're always hard to defend. And especially at their place, they start extremely fast. They did, once again, in our game, they scored on the first possession. But it's hard once you get your cleats in the ground, kind of get a little bit of a handle on that tempo. We knew we had to weather the storm early, and we told them that. Our players did that. But, we had to win up front. We had to be disruptive and try to get them a little bit off schedule. But it's hard. They make it hard. They're a very balanced team. They know how to run the ball and make you play with numbers. And then they have some dynamic playmakers outside that you have to be able to win some one-on-ones. So I think that was the big thing. was trying to be disruptive up front, you know, be strong in the run game and not let them, you know, be able to run and throw, you know. So, you know, for the most part, you know, we handled the run game, you know, pretty effectively, which gave us the opportunity to mix up some coverages. And our players just played. They made plays and they were competitive. And, you know, Coach Brad White and our staff had a great plan, and the players played relentless.
Mark Stoops here with us after Kentucky's huge victory, taken down at the time, number 6, Ole Miss. You guys had that game up against Georgia where you lost by 1. And when you lose a game like that, I wonder how a team is going to bounce back. We know what you guys did up against Ohio, beating them 41-6. And then you had this tremendous effort on Saturday. What does that say about your team's resilience? Because after the game and how it finished up against Georgia, I was really wondering how you guys were going to respond and how tough a football team you guys ended up having.
Yeah. I think, you know, what you probably hear and people outside of our conference probably get tired of hearing about it. But, you know, when you play within our league, you have to play so hard each and every week. It's just so physical, so challenging in different ways each week. And, you know, we had to pour an awful lot into that Georgia game, but we needed to improve. You know, you go back to the week 2 and, you know, and didn't play very good, and credit South Carolina for playing well and dictating how we played, but we needed to improve, and our players have poured an awful lot into that. I felt like we went into the Georgia game and our players left it on the field. I thought we had a good plan. It came down to a couple plays that we didn't make. We improved, you know, with Ohio, and then we had another challenge of going to Oxford and playing Ole Miss and another top 5 team on the road. And our players responded once again. They prepared very well. I felt like we needed to continue to improve just that much more. We certainly did that going into Oxford, and then, you know, it came down to making those critical plays. You know, there's going to be a lot of one score games in our league, and certainly for us, and our players made some plays in critical moments, and that was the difference.
Mark Stoops here with us. Coach, I'll be honest with you, and I'm not always a go for it guy, but I didn't like the decision to punt it up against Georgia. I know I'm not the first one to say that to you. But then when you're down 17-13 to Ole Miss with a little under 4 minutes to go on 4th and 7, you're backed up at your own 20. You guys get the big conversion, but kind of take me through that decision. And was there maybe any carryover from the decision to not go for it 2 weeks ago up against Georgia?
Well, you know, there's always the instincts in your gut to feel, you know, what you need to do. You know, every game's a little bit different. Every situation's a little bit different. I don't strictly listen to analytics. I know what they say at the moment because I have somebody feeding it to me at all times. So I knew very clearly where I was at in both circumstances. In the Georgia game, we were in that game because of field position, because of defense. Yards were very hard to come by. If you didn't notice that, or, you know what I mean? Because we kicked field goals, you know, and so field position and defense was the entire way we were in that game. There was 3 minutes and 50 seconds left, and we had an opportunity to pin them. There was plenty of time, and I thought field position was a premium. And here's the big difference. A field goal beats Georgia in that moment, you know, if we get the stop and gets it. In this game, if I go for it right there, time was going to be a premium. And so if we held them to 3, it really didn't matter because we needed to score a touchdown anyway. We were down 4. There's a big difference there. So I don't understand where people don't put that all together. You know what I mean? And what they don't understand all those things. You know what I mean? But, I mean, it doesn't matter to me. There's no outside influence. But if you really think it through in the Ole Miss game, you hold them we needed a touchdown either way. You know what I mean? So it was worth going for it right there. And time would have been in my favor then if we didn't make it.
Mark Stoops here with us. Hey, by the way, were you guys surprised you weren't in the top 25 this week? I know you have 2 losses on the season, but you lose to Georgia by 1, and then you beat a top 6 team at the time in Ole Miss. Did it surprise you guys weren't in the top 25?
I don't know. I really, you know, don't even look at any of that stuff. I know our team's been playing very hard, and I think most people don't give South Carolina enough credit. I think when they saw, you know, that, they think, you know, that we, you know, I think people don't give South Carolina enough credit. That's a good football team. They took care of business, and we didn't play very good, and they did. Give them credit. But most people are banking everything on that because everybody has these preconceived notion of what teams should and shouldn't be. And so, you know, I think, you know, we play an extremely brutal schedule. We got to be ready each and every week, and that's just a fact.
Yeah, and you don't want just this game to define your season and then the rest of it get away from you guys. I know you're off this week before you have Vanderbilt, but just where do you think your team is at with what you've seen so far through the first five games of the season?
Well, I think that's the big thing. After week two, as I just mentioned, the South Carolina game, I've seen a very resilient team. I mean, we bounced back and have to reload and play Georgia. We did that. You know, I thought we improved a great deal, even though we didn't win. Our team knew that we went toe-to-toe with a great team and improved. You want the end result to be a win, but bottom line is I want to see our growth. I want to see our team keep on improving. We did that. And then we took care of business versus Ohio, which we don't always do. Sometimes, you know, and we knew that was a very good, very well-coached team coming off, you know, winning 10 games 2 years in a row, winning bowl games 2 years in a row. They know how to win. They know how to coach. And our team went out there and took care of business. And then we needed to take it a step further and go on the road and beat a great Ole Miss team. And, you know, we made some improvement. Right now, it's a time to reflect a little bit on the good things we've done through the season, the areas where we fell short. We got to get our health right, and we got to prepare for the middle part of the season. So there's a ton of work to be done. As soon as I jump off here with you, I'm going out on the practice field, and we're going back to work.
Well, last thing I'll ask you, the state of your program. Through the years, I always appreciate you when you come on. I just said before you got on the show, I think you're the most underrated coach in the country. You had two 10-win seasons at Kentucky. Things have been really going well for you guys. You know, I know you probably won't comment on this part. I thought what the A&M fans did to you this offseason was absolutely disgraceful, and I just didn't understand what they were seeing. But a win like that and what your program has been the last few years, just what does it say about not only the present of Kentucky football, but obviously the future?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm very proud of our team and the work that we've done. You know, everybody wants to win a few more games, you know, and that's the bottom line. But, you know, our team, you know, plays. I've been proud of the way we've responded. Everybody's going to get knocked down. You know what I mean? For the most part, you're going to get knocked down through the season. It's not a matter of, you know, when or if or how you get knocked down. It's about the way you respond. And I've been proud of our coaches, proud of our team, the way we responded, the resilience that we have, and to go on the road and beat that team just shows the character and the toughness of this team. And that's what I'm proud of. And that's what's able to, you know, for me to have the sustained success that we've had. You know, it's not easy. You know, it's not easy here at Kentucky. It's not easy any school in the SEC, you know, and a lot of other places. But we just continue to put our head down, work hard. I feel very blessed to be the head coach of Kentucky for the 12th season. And we're going to continue to try to improve here throughout this year.
Coach, happy for you, happy for your program. Heck of a win on Saturday. Thanks for doing this.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.